Linda Tyer, a Democrat, recently completed the first 6 months of a four-year term as the mayor of Pittsfield. The former city clerk spoke with WAMC to discuss the state of Pittsfield and her priorities.
So I think if I were going to rate it just in terms of my own professional aspirations, I would say that the work has been complex, and there were areas that I needed to focus on that I didn't anticipate, in particular the city's financial condition. And, that has come as somewhat of a surprise. However, I'm committed to implementing a number of strategies for how we address these financial challenges that we're facing. At the same time, the first 6 months has been getting to know sort of intimately what is happening in the various departments in the city, understanding what their work priorities are, clearly setting some priorities in terms of what initiatives I want to undertake specifically around law enforcement, spending some time with business leaders, understanding what their experiences is and what their hopes are for their business, with citizen groups and nonprofit organizations, and just trying to listen carefully to what everyone has to say about their work or their lifestyle in our city, so that as I'm thinking about public policy as it relates to priorities in government and what our job is, that there's alignment there.
You mentioned the fiscal state of the city getting that in your words in order. Do you think that those steps were taken in your first budget?
So I think that part of the challenge was that I took office in January. I had to begin building a budget in March that would be implemented for July 1st. So some of the strategies and some of the ideas that I wanted to, that I talked a lot about during the campaign, it wasn't possible for me to implement some of those strategies in 6 months at the same time that I'm trying to build a budget going forward. Now, the budget that we did put forward, and that was supported by a majority of the members of the City Council, did address two of the priorities that I feel very strongly about in terms of ensuring quality educational opportunities for all of our kids, and also beginning to address some of the challenges that we have in our law enforcement agency in providing a safe community for our families to thrive and our businesses to succeed. So I was pleased that our first budget, which did include some major investments, targeted specifically in areas that I think are important to this community. So while we didn't have a chance to implement some strategies that will stabilize our financial condition, I said repeatedly during the budget process that, once the FY17 budget was passed, that was not the end for us, that we had some significant work to do over this next year to be prepared for FY18 and for the years going forward. And we've already started some of that work with the Collins Center and the Community Compact partnership that we have with the state.
There have been a couple violent incidents in the past year in the city. Now that you've had 6 months in the mayor's office, what's your understanding of what the police chief and you have been open about a gang problem in the city of Pittsfield?
I think the most important thing is that we have to acknowledge that it is real and that it does exist, and we have to have law enforcement strategies that are targeting those particular issues. And I have to rely on law enforcement professionals to give me guidance about what are some of the best strategies that we can deploy. For example, one of the strategies that was deployed last summer when we had sort of an uptick in violence was to have targeted details specific to a particular neighborhood. And while that might seem to be the right strategy, in the end, it didn't result in any real outcomes. The strategy that we're using now is to very, very closely monitor where incidences are taking place, input data into the crime analyst reports, finding hotspots, and targeting police intervention in those targeted areas, so that it might be pockets in various parts of the city rather than one particular neighborhood. And we've had some great success in these last few months in arresting some people that have perpetrated violence and created essentially terrorizing neighborhoods. So I'm pleased that we were able to make some significant arrests. And I'm especially pleased that we have now been able to see them held by the courts, so that they're not, arrested and then released back into the community, so that they can continue to wreak havoc in our neighborhoods. So there seems to be an alignment now between law enforcement and the courts in terms of ensuring that people who create a dangerous environment are being held. And I think that's good police work, it's good work by prosecutors, and it's good work by the judges.
During the campaign, you mentioned your interest in a program called Cure Violence, an international program that takes the stance of violence as a public health issue. Has there been any movement on potentially bringing that to Pittsfield?
So what we have been focused on in the first 6 months is trying to get the Pittsfield Community Connection Program up and running. And there have been some hiccups along the way that we are still trying to iron out some of the things that we hope for in terms of the Pittsfield Community Connection. They are actually, they have two sources of funding now. One of them is the Shannon Grant funding, which provides the mentoring program that's so important. And then the other source of funding is the Safe and Successful Youth Initiative funding, which targets a different population, high-risk young men between the ages of 18 and 26. And the idea is that there is strategies for behavioral intervention, mentoring, health and wellness intervention, and then opportunities for employment. And the grant actually provides so half of the wages. So if we can find partners, private partners who are willing to employ these young men, then the grant will pay half of their wages. So that is sort of in its infancy, and we're sort of trying to get that launched. At the same time, the Cure Violence program is something I'm still intrigued about and do believe that it is, as much as it's a law enforcement issue, it is a public health issue as well. And we've seen this eruption of violence in places across the country. And I am committed to working every day to ensure that those sorts of things don't happen in our city.
Right after the election and during the campaign, you talked about your desire to modernize city government. I was wondering if there's been any progress on that front.
So, we have, the budget process really was a great opportunity for me to delve deeper into the various departments. And since we've concluded that, I've started to prepare sort of two planning documents. One of them is sort of in response to the budget and some of the things that I learned during the budget process and what are our next steps in the various departments. And then there's sort of an initiative, a planning document around initiatives that I want to sort of undertake. And there are certainly opportunities for us to modernize how we respond and how we are, delivering services to the public. And I know I sort of keep focusing on law enforcement, but this is where all the investments are being made. And providing a modern law enforcement agency is very important to our sense of security here in the city. So we have begun looking at a number of technologies that we hope to have more information about in the coming months that really are, a modern way of fighting crime. The idea of foot patrols is certainly an important aspect to community policing, but it's a modern world, and technology is a piece of what happens in terms of managing crime. And so in terms of modernizing government, some of that effort is taking place in our law enforcement agency around new technologies. you know, it's been 6 months. And so it was important for me to get a sense of where opportunities for modernization, and some of it is really around creating departments that are more effective in the work that they do from a staffing level and from resources and priorities. So there's some areas outside of law enforcement, like building maintenance, where I see opportunities for, you know, a more modern organizational structure that is more effective in the, you know, the limited resources that we have for managing buildings. There's also some opportunities in our information technology department to modernize the way that we're handling our IT responsibilities. So those are the sort of things that are on my list of priorities as we pivot from budget and into putting our attention on some other issues.
Kind of the talk of the town, the proposal at the William Stanley Business Park.
Yes.
Do you think that the Super Walmart at the William Stanley Business Park, former General Electric facility, is a good thing for the city of Pittsfield?
Well, you know, I'm still contemplating that. You know, I'll be honest to say that there are pros to this proposal, and there are some things about it that, you know, I would consider cons. But first, Jim, what I would say I feel very strongly about is that any developer that comes to our city and wants to invest significant dollars should be given an opportunity to make their case to the community, to the permitting boards that have the decision-making around whether or not it's the right kind of development. I am not someone who is going to close the door because I may or may not think that it is a good proposal or a bad proposal. I mean, certainly if there's something egregious that comes forward that, you know, I would discourage developers if it were an egregious thing. But I don't consider this to be egregious. I consider this to be an opportunity to take a complex parcel, 16 acres on a 52-acre site that is complicated. There's a developer, Waterstone and Walmart have partnered to propose development for a Super Walmart on that parcel. And I think that there are many things about the proposal that are advantageous for the city. And I also think that there's opportunity for us to, you know, exercise some leverage around this sort of development. They are clearly interested. They have been interested since 2011. And so I think there's opportunity if we are willing to be creative, maybe there's an opportunity for us to show how a retail establishment such as Walmart can exist in an urban core, abutting a neighborhood in a way that is not intrusive, yet is providing job opportunities and reasonably priced products to a neighborhood that could use an infusion of investment. And as far as the park itself, again, we are still preserving many acres for other kinds of opportunities for economic development. The parcels that abut the rail siding are still preserved and still available. One of the advantages that I think we have here is that Waterstone has a deep portfolio of developing things other than retail establishments. They are known for doing advanced manufacturing and medical offices. So if we are successful in developing this relationship with Waterstone, how can that help us with future development at the William Stanley Business Park? So I understand that this proposal has certainly created a big community conversation. There's lots of people who believe strongly that this is a good thing, and there are those who are advocates against it. I think that the community conversation around it is just as important as whether or not they ultimately find a home at the William Stanley Business Park.
You've talked a lot about wanting Pittsfield to be a hip, modern city. Mm-hmm. The summer tourist season is upon us. What are you looking forward to this summer and how that could help fill your vision for the city of Pittsfield?
Well, you know, I think as we pivot away from the Walmart conversation, I mean, one of the best things that we have about our city is how cool our downtown is becoming. And, you know, there are so many great places to have a good meal or to have a cocktail before you go to the theater. The theater festival season is open and up and running. You know, I felt very strongly about supporting the Beacon and making sure that they were able to stay here in our city. There is something very unique about having a downtown that has an independent movie theater. I'm very excited as I watch the Enoda building continue to be renovated and those opportunities for sort of a modern market rate living space for anyone to come and live in our downtown. I think that is one of our great next strategies is to create live workplaces in our downtown. So I'm really excited about the summer. You know, I know Third Thursday is happening, and I've thought a lot about how do we you know tweak it so that it's you know a little bit more vibrant. We're very excited about the public art event that's happening with the Paintbox project. You know, we've got the Pittsfield Suns are having a great season. In fact, my mom is a host for one of the players, and it's been a lot of fun getting to know the team. One of the great things is that, you know, it's reasonably priced, good time right here in our city for a pastime that is, you know, a national pastime. And Pittsfield is known for having a long history with baseball. So there's and then there's the lakes, and Live on the Lake is happening again this summer, and there's opportunity for people to go down and sit in the sun and listen to live music. So I think what I would say is that, you know, the idea that there's nothing to do, I would just push back against that, because there's a lot going on in the summer especially, and we've even gotten better at having some fun in the winter months too. So it's really all about you know what's happening, and come downtown and learn more about what's going on in the city.
We talked about your personal your 6 months as the mayor. 6 months into your term, then, how would you categorize the state of the city of Pittsfield?
Well, you know, I think that we have some real challenges, and you know, at the same time, those challenges present us with opportunities. And I am very enthusiastic about our city. I believe that we have an engaged citizenship. I believe that we have, you know, evolved away from, you know, feeling like brokenhearted over the loss of General Electric. I see so many young professionals who are completely engaged. Part of the work I want to do here in City Hall is to encourage our young professionals to serve on boards and commissions so that we have their perspective as we plan for our future. I think that one of the most interesting things that has happened to me a couple of times since I've taken office is I've heard from people who have chosen to make Pittsfield their second home. I was talking with someone at Wacona Park on the 4th of July who has a home in Brookline and had been coming to the Berkshires for the weekends and had been looking in South County for a home and thought maybe that was the right place for them, found a beautiful home here in Pittsfield on the lake. And she was speaking with me about what a hidden gem Pittsfield is. It's like the Commonwealth's best kept secret, because she really believes it's a beautiful slice of Americana. And I agree with her that, you know, we have a lot going for us, and we've got to keep working to plan for the future to make our city a place that people want to live and work in. I'm very enthusiastic about the city, Jim, and if I weren't, I wouldn't have chosen to run for office. So, you know, I think there's a lot of great things that are going to happen over the next couple of years that can really keep pushing us towards the future.